Hello, I'm not quite sure, but I think I'm Alice Russell, and you're listening to Groovement.
This is Alex Cowan, aka TM Duke. You're listening to Groovement.
TV. What a feeling can't be changed. As they say, a smile won't catch your eye. So goodbye, goodbye, goodbye to loving. Let us be loved.
Ustedes están escuchando Groovement Unity Radio.
Hotel room at midnight. It's not midnight yet. Okay, I've caught Alice Russell and TM Duke in the midst of their world tour. Where have you come from?
Dubai. No, we came from Paris last night. Actually, that was rather nice. Tom Jones was there.
Seal was there as well.
Any kiss from a rose?
Nearly. Alice nearly got one, didn't you?
Yeah. She realised that I'd eaten a packet of smoky bacon before, and I didn't smell that good. So he didn't touch me.
How was Tom Jones?
It's not unusual to be loved by. I mean, how can anyone resist having a little dance? It's bloody lovely, I tell you.
It was a TV thing rather than a show, wasn't it? Did you manage? How many numbers did you manage to do? Was it new album stuff or?
Yeah, we did. We were allowed to do two songs, but then the crowd liked it so much they let us do another one. But it was a bit
fantastique.
But we at the end of it, no one really told us what to do, so we stood there. Basically, the crowd were like, yeah, and then they obviously couldn't go on and on. And then the crowd were looking at us, we were looking at the crowd. It was a bit weird.
One guy on the front table was just staring at us, and all the people, all the camera people, everyone just looked away. And this guy was just sitting there with his like cup of tea and the whole TV studio, and we were just standing there for about 5 minutes. And then someone went, "You can play another one." And everyone's like, "Yeah." And then the horn guys, who we had a horn session, three session players there, they'd only heard two tracks. And then so then they had to like run backstage, get the charts for the music, come out. It was all very embarrassing. It was a bit, kind of Kirby enthusiasm.
Was it sort of top of the pops meets Kirby enthusiasm?
Exactly, that's exactly what it was.
Back for Christmas, by the way. What's your opinion on that? Top of the pops, back for Christmas?
Is it? I'm very excited. My opinion is it? No, I'm very excited about that.
How long have you been working with Alice now? Because it's the last, obviously this album's produced by your good self. And you obviously worked together on the last album, so how long have you been collaborating?
We've been collaborating for about 4 or 5 years or something like that. And
why is that then? Why have you start? Why did you start?
We started. We did. Alice did a couple of tracks on my first album, Maps on the Wilderness, and then we we wrote Hurry On Now together, which is on her first album. And then we just like enjoyed writing that, and then just kind of wrote more songs. It was kind of, we just worked out we could had a good like bounce and flow, and it didn't get too boring. You know, like she come up with good ideas, and yeah, quite natural. So just.
You know, it keeps it spicy, keeps it fresh, you know.
And did you meet because you're on the same, like, you were both on True Thoughts, is that right?
Yeah, that's how we met. But we actually, I think we passed each other at parties when we were younger, but I'm a little bit older, I'm a bit granny like, so didn't quite meet in Suffolk. I'm 405 years older than now. So yeah, we didn't meet until True Thoughts, so that was the hookup, so that was really good.
How are you finding the luxurious trappings of Manchester tonight?
I'm enjoying it. We're in the Travel Lodge. Gorgeous, it's like orange walls, we've got the blue sort of pattern, you know.
The guy was hoovering the ceiling on the way in, Alice, what else do you want?
That was lovely, and it was with the Henry as well. It's beautiful.
Is that a Manchester thing? Hoover those ceilings.
We hoover the ceilings. If you hear people saying that now, you know what it means. Okay, new album. Tell me about your label. When did you decide? How long has it been you running your own? What's the name of it?
Little Poppet.
Little Poppet. So your catalogue number, is it Lil Po?
Basically, I think like every artist, back in the day, Ray Charles is the only one that seemed to do it back in the day with the older owning his own copyright and being signed to a label. But I think with the way things are changing these days, it makes a lot of sense and the artists can get a lot more control over what they want to do. And it's basically being able to own your own copyright and just see where everything goes.
There's no like standard format now for releasing records, is there? You need to kind of raise your game, not necessarily raise your game, but just to kind of adopt a different way of doing it. And so yeah, it's a great opportunity to be able to actually keep hold of the copyright, do it ourselves. We're licensing it to a label in France that's doing Europe and stuff. It's called Different. We also do like Sharon Jones and stuff like that out there, Nicole Willis, and then great label in the States called 6 Degrees, who are really behind us over there. So it's good because there's a lot of different people involved in it. So it gives that extra push.
They're also both record companies that have done a really good deal in the way that they've just licensed it, but they're still putting so much effort into promoting it, which, I don't know, it's just a really nice, refreshing change. It's great.
And do you sort of see, I heard someone talking about the CD as a vessel recently, as a vessel for which to get the music to your computer and then you do with it what you want. Do you sort of see, is that how you see people using your music? Are you happy with that? As people buy the CD tonight, go and put it on their iTunes and then they've got it on their iPod and that's it, the CD goes on the shelf. How do you feel about that?
They're allowed to do what they like. I mean, with once that's out of our hands, it is out of your hands as soon as you've released a record. But I personally love vinyl and I love getting a big... I like reading the lyrics and I like all the artwork, so I'm one of those people, but each to their own. But I think it's coming back. It's like organic foods come back in with a boom. I think people are going to turn back to the old school, wanting to hold a big, juicy, you know, album in their hands.
A vinyl release, yeah. Actually, yeah. Different just told us yesterday they're going to do like a gatefold, double vinyl of the album.
That'd be a European gatefold.
I don't know what to say about that. You're looking at me funny.
No, what I meant was, will it be UK available? Will it be a Europe release? Because that's the European label, isn't it?
Yeah, I should think it should be coming through the record stores over here. I think what they'll probably do is do a fairly limited run. So, cause, you know, vinyl, it, still there's people buying it, but it costs...
Buy it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's better to kind of just keep it limited because otherwise it just costs so much money. It's such, it can be a real deficit against like an artist actually getting some cash flow going on. So, but as like going back to your point earlier about the CD thing, I think it's inevitable that it's always going to just get ripped straight away, and I think everything's just developing and there's no point trying to be scared of that. It's going to have to, like, in 50 years time we're going to be in a completely different situation with music, so it shouldn't be too much of a negative about it. It obviously affects sales, but there's other ways to generate money and you know, to actually survive and carry on doing what you're doing.
Talking about Top of the Pops, what are your ambitions for the CD? Obviously, it's your first release on your label. It's your first baby, in a sense, that way. Where do you want it to get to? Because it's not really like it was in the 70s or 80s anymore, is it? It's not about the top 10. So what are your ambitions for... Is that an ice cream van?
Yeah, let's get it.
What are your ambitions for it?
Ben's in the shower.
That's the keys players for you.
Yeah, he's having a little wash with his little body. Basically, Top of the Pops, you know. No.
Bring it back. Christmas
Top of the Pops Christmas special, that's all I could ask. Elton John and me, Prince and Rick James. Christmas special, bring him back, you know. No, I mean, I just see where things are going. I don't really have any fixed ideas, because I think in life that's a dangerous thing to do. I think you just got to go with the flow and see where things take you.
Are you going to stick together then, do you reckon, for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, well, we've written this album. We've got another load of stuff that we've kind of recorded, which is more like stuff we've written for actually a longer period of time. It's more kind of electro-y stuff, kind of rocky stuff, which we've kind of recorded the back line to that. So we're going to get that finished up, which is kind of part of a plan to get that done in the first 3 months of this year. There's also a remix album planned for the Pot of Gold release as a kind of next year, like early next year thing to push tour thing. So I think, yeah, we'll work together and we'll definitely got to get that album finished, and then there's always going to be like cross gigs and all of that, you know, rock and roll, eh?
I've seen you covered Crazy.
Oh, did you know?
I've seen that. Oh. And I had a little listen to it. Sounds very nice. Very bluesy. Tell us about a couple of tracks on the album.
I'll talk about Turn and Run, which is the last edition. Basically, when we go into an America, we take Mike with us, but we can't yet afford all the boys. But two lovely boys from the park, and now three actually, the whole band, they're called The Park, and they're from San Francisco, have helped us out with the rhythm section. And basically, Al went out to San Francisco and recorded a little few jams with them. And then we finished the whole album with our band here and done all the songs. And then as soon as we heard it, we were like, we've got to do it. Wrote it. Gosh, it was like in a day we wrote that song afterwards as well. And yeah, it was a last edition, but a very welcome one. And it was really nice to get them on there as well, because they're all really supportive, all the band members from both sides. So
Durando and Nino Moschella out there and do a lot of stuff for Ubiquity Records. So we just came back from the States a week ago playing with those guys again as well. So that's quite good getting them on involved with that track, because we've been out there four times now, I think, playing with them. So what other tracks do you want to talk about?
Why Crazy? As opposed to say Some Girls Allowed Tune or something, or anything else.
A pussycat doll. Don't you wish your boyfriend was hot like Danny? Don't know who he is. But anyway, we decided to do that because we did this years ago anyway with the band set up. It was me and Jones. We'd do it at the end of the set, just piano and me. And I've always, as soon as that track came out, it was a timeless song. The lyrics, Danger Mouse and CeeLo, nice. They're just brilliant, and the song's timeless and brilliant, and it's just a joy to sing. So we decided to do it, slowed right down, and Al had his vision with the horns.
Yeah, the idea was just to focus in on the actual lyrical content of the song, because it's really, they're just such strong lyrics, and they just they connect to people on so many levels. And so the idea was to like not really kind of detract from the actual words and keep it more like a bedding, like a kind of just more like a film score almost to the lyrics. So it's good fun doing that because it's already such a good like almost club song, poppy song. It's nice to be able to just go, we're not trying to make this a dance song or something that people would DJ, etc. You know, just really just look at it as a piece. God, I hate myself.
For the ground.
Big thanks to Alice Russell and TM Duke. The album Pot of Gold is out now on Alice's own Little Poppet label. His final track is taken from it. It's number 10. Hurry On Now.
To the morning, I speak them to the night, and you best believe.
Están escuchando Grooveman Unity Radio.
Hello, I'm not quite sure, but I think I'm Alice Russell, and you're listening to Groovement.
This is Alex Cowan, aka TM Duke. You're listening to Groovement.
A little bit earlier this evening, I received an extraordinarily groovy call from
Groovement. Now, are you sitting comfortably? Good, then we'll begin.
What up, you got the Rizzo right here.
This is Sharon Jones of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
Hey, yo, we got my boy Agent J right here doing it, you know what I mean? Putting the chemicals in the air, putting the chemicals in your ear. Bong.
Here on Groovement with Agent J.
This is Anthony giving it up to Manchester. You're listening to Unity Radio. Check it out.
Hey, yo, it's your boy Roots Maneuver bigging up Agent J on Unity Radio.
Agente J.
This is music.
Ustedes están escuchando Groovement.
Hey yo, you're rigging on chicken to the Agent J, dropping it down on the Groovement from Iquasi.
This is DJ Former on Groovement with Agent J.
Unity Radio.
Harbour International. Listen to Groovement. Agent J is the DJ.
Be cautious with Agent J.